Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Development officials say the number of minority and women-owned businesses, or MWBEs, continues to grow in New York State. According to Governor Kathy Hochul, there are now 9,200 certified MWBEs in New York State, many of whom are benefiting from public contracts. In the fiscal year 2023-2024, Hochul says MWBEs were awarded nearly $3 billion in public contracts. During remarks made yesterday, the governor highlighted the success of a Buffalo-based MWBE, Rodriguez Construction Group, which employs 65 workers and conducts $18 million in construction projects each year. A proposed $16 million development looks to bring 88 affordable apartments to the Broadway Fillmore District. Cedarland Development is targeting the site at 642 Broadway, where it would demolish the current building and replace it with a four-story complex to provide housing for tenants in the low to moderate affordable income brackets. Cedarland previously renovated the former Eckert's department store at Broadway and Fillmore into 28 apartments. If approved, construction on the new project could begin early next year. And the University of Buffalo is receiving more acclaim for its entrepreneurial environment. The 2025 Entrepreneur Magazine Princeton Review annual ranking placed UB at number 41 overall and 22nd among public universities in reviewing the programs at nearly 300 schools. The survey considers a number of factors, including the percentage of faculty students inactive. A 23-year-old faces charges and three people are recovering from knife wounds following a Tuesday night incident at an Amherst hotel. Police responded to the Red Roof Inn on Flint Road around 5:30, where they arrested Angeli Yamazos Perez, who was residing at the hotel. Three people incurred knife wounds, including a juvenile female who was taken for treatment at Oshai Children's Hospital. The wounds of a 32-year-old female were treated at the scene, while another victim, a 27-year-old male, declined medical treatment. Yamazos Perez is charged with assault in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. A new president is resetting priorities for the Seneca Nation. J.C. Seneca was sworn into office Tuesday morning in Salamanca after winning over 80% of the vote in last week's election. The longtime owner of Native Pride Travel Center in Irving, Seneca wants to reach out to as many community members as possible.
We just have to find the way to do it. I had a meeting with our new council, expressed that viewpoint in regards to communication and establishing relationship with our community and our people. They're all on board. We're all going to work very hard to make that happen.
Seneca also listed securing a new gaming compact with New York State as a top priority. And the former Elmwood Avenue location of Pano's Restaurant will once again be home to a restaurant. Officials from Chase and Affinity Companies confirmed to WBFO that the operators of the Grange Community Kitchen in Hamburg has signed a lease for the location, where it'll be home to Mira's.
Hi, I'm Emily Watkins, and this is the WBFO Disabilities Beat.
If you are feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed post-election day, it's not something you have to go through alone. Recently, I spoke with Kevin Smith from Mental Health Peer Connection about what exists if you're struggling right now. This conversation has been edited for length and clarity.
I know a recent report from the American Psychological Association showed that 77% of people surveyed reported that the future of our nation is a significant source of stress for them. I'm wondering, from talking with community members leading up to the election, what are you hearing from people?
We definitely have to acknowledge that the impact of political stress is a real thing. And even though a lot of individuals come through our doors and what brought them here may not be directly related to what's going on in our political climate, it's always like an onion. As we get to peeling back those layers of the things they need and the things that's bothering them, it's a part of it. We talk to people and they're acknowledging that, you know, I mean, the fact that we live in an age of information. I mean, we're constantly taking it in from one place or another. You know, I mean, whether it's TV, radio, phone calls, there's signs everywhere. People are talking about the fact that people are knocking on their doors and, you know, I mean, to promote one political stance or another. And we just try to help people acknowledge that even though there is a such thing as, I guess, a healthy level of participation that's beneficial to us, it's like you just said, science is showing that politics can and does negatively impact our physical and mental health.
And coping with stress, especially when it comes from something that you may not feel like you have a lot of control over, such as the outcome of an election, that can be really hard. And I feel like some people may not know when to reach out for help, or they might feel nervous about reaching out.
So it's always helpful to know what resources that are out there. And some of the ones that, you know, I mean, we try to link people with, because, you know, I mean, even though we provide those services here, we're, you know, I mean, a peer-led organization, so we're all about choice. So we don't always just talk about the resources that we have. So we promote, you know, I mean, 211, because that's always an option and a good resource to connect with the local community resources. There's also the 988 crisis line to help meet your mental health needs. Like we talked about, some of the substance use stuff that's going on with folks. We do have a hotline that you can call 24 hours. It's 716-836-2726. And, you know, I mean, last but not least, we also have our Renewal Center, which is a crisis diversion center specific to helping people in their needs, meet their needs related to mental health or whatever they deem is, I mean, a crisis for them. And you can call them at 716-245-4200.
And we'll make sure to list and link all of these resources on our website at WBFO.org if anyone didn't catch those numbers but wants them. Talk to me a little bit more about crisis. What is available if someone feels like they are in a crisis, like this is a moment they can't handle, they can't be alone?
The good thing about the Renewal Center is, one, it's a one-of-a-kind resource. It's literally made up like a living room. You can actually go in, you can meet with a peer support specialist to talk about a crisis as you defined it, because what may be, you know, I mean, or rise to the level of crisis for me might not necessarily be the same for other individuals. So the important thing is it's a crisis as you define it. You come in, like I said, you can meet with a peer support specialist if you just need somebody to talk to, or if you need other resources, they can help you link with that. Because it's part of a multidisciplinary team, our peers, we also have a registered nurse. The registered nurse, you can meet with the nurse and she'll address the psychiatric issues with a psychiatric assessment. And you can just be there to talk to people to get out of the situation that you're in immediately and hopefully develop some coping skills that'll help you to work on whatever it is that's causing you these elevated levels of stress. I did give out the number. Like I said, you can call over the phone, but if talking over the phone isn't helpful to you, we have transportation where they'll send transportation to pick you up and actually bring you into the center for some of that one-on-one, face-to-face supports that you may need.
You can listen to the Disabilities Beat segment on demand, view a transcript and plain language description for every episode on our website at WBFO.org.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.